Ryan McKee put together the panelists, locations, flights, and support for the series in a very short time.
See, so I reached out to the governor's office, Marianne Pruitt, about a month and a half ago to see if this was something we could put together.
He's the state director for Americans for Prosperity Alaska and thought Alaskans should have a chance to directly question the governor's staff.
You know, a more intimate setting with the people who actually created the budget, not people that have opinions on the budget, but people that actually crafted it, had a vision.
In the afternoon, McKee said registration for the event showed a full capacity crowd at the Westmark Hotel in Fairbanks, and he was checking the wait list. Outside the hotel, a crowd eventually swelled to 400 people, the largest so far of the protests at the road shows. Signs showing support for the university and pioneer homes and warning about the costs of climate change were about one-to-one with signs supporting union jobs. Mindy O'Neill with Laborers Local 942 says the Save Our State organization sprung up this month in response to the governor's AFP-sponsored tour.
Yeah, it was pretty fast, but I think one of the motivating factors is this is a public, and I'm using quotations, a public event that's paid for by private money. And that's not right. And when the governor comes to our community, he needs to talk to us in a public place. That's what a governor does.
High school juniors Ben Cahoe, Kate Baring, and Thomas Bueller came to the protest because they worry about cuts to K-12 education and the university system.
I plan to attend college in Alaska, and with the budget being cut, I wouldn't be able to do that. I think that most Alaskans would be okay with having the PFD cut. This is a college town.
Just looking at the treatment of the citizens as youth, I think it's important that we stand up for the rights that we want to see in the future, and I don't think this administration is doing that.
The one good thing that Dunleavy did is that he made us discuss the ways to fund the state of Alaska. Two ways that I believe, which is the PFD and an income tax.
Some protesters also had registered to attend the panel discussion. By the time the presentation began, there were many empty seats with only 140 people inside. John Rich with Americans for Prosperity says it could be Fairbanksans had already seen the roadshow videos his organization had posted on its Facebook page and felt that they already knew the AFP message about smaller government and Dunleavy's message about capping state spending.
We don't have the money to do what we've been doing, but it also gives us an opportunity to do things a little bit different, a little bit better. Next slide.
On a screen above the panel, charts were projected showing different scenarios of future state budgets with and without the governor's prescriptive changes. A big part of the AFP plan are three constitutional amendments to change spending and the PFD calculation. While the governor was explaining, protesters interrupted.
What this would do...
You were talking about the root causes, and the root causes are climate change. And when counting the top of the world, we have 100 people!
Hundreds of people! Why don't you come talk to them?
The presentation continued with a question and answer session about measuring outcomes in the K-12 schools, whether Alaskans are entitled to a dividend, and eventual future taxes. Then the governor thanked people for coming.
This is more of a chance to explain to you what we're trying to do and why we're trying to do it. But I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the dialogue. Folks outside have a right to do what they're doing. It's America. It's the First Amendment. And I agree 100% with what they're doing. It's just, it's easier to have a dialogue like this.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.